Kansas Information Network News. I'm Lisa Ruttman. In rural southwest Kansas, a man is in custody after a chase that ended in a crash.
Early Saturday morning near Lincoln and County Line Road, Sheriff's Deputy Storm Mosher pursued a Ford F-150 driven by Barry Steen. Mosher tried to stop the truck, causing it to flip in the ditch. Steen, 60, sustained suspected minor injuries and was taken to Kearney County Hospital. Mosher was uninjured. The reason for the chase is unknown. Steen, released from the hospital, is now in Kearney County custody.
State law enforcement urged motorists to be extra cautious of deer as you're driving. It is peak mating season for deer. The Kansas Department of Transportation says deer movement increases this time of the year. And if a deer enters the roadway, it's best to hit the animal and not swerve to avoid it. Swerving could potentially cause you to lose control of your vehicle and crash. This is Kansas Information Network News.
Hey, Dad, how do airplanes fly? What's in this box? Can I touch this? Where does sand come from? Is this tree good for climbing? What happens if I mix these two things together? How are babies made? What does this thing do?
Kids are curious about everything, including guns. Talking to them about gun safety in your home is a good first step, but you can do more. Always keep your guns locked, unloaded, and stored separately from ammunition. Storing your guns securely is the best way to prevent family fire, including unintentional shootings. For more information on safe gun storage and ways to keep your family safe, visit endfamilyfire.org. That's endfamilyfire.org.
What do we keep in the attic? What's this thing called? Can I ride my bike backwards?
Like I said, kids are curious. It's up to us to keep them safe. Brought to you by End Family Fire. Brady.
Good afternoon. I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News. Brought to you by the Norton County Hospital, providing the best care right here at home. On Tuesday, Governor Kelly announced that she and a bipartisan group of 25 other governors signed onto a letter calling on congressional leadership to reauthorize funding to make internet access affordable. The Affordable Connectivity Program, or ACP, provides lower-income families the ability to pay for high-speed internet, expanding access to high-speed internet across Kansas. It's projected that the ACP will run out of funding as early as April 2024, and reauthorization of the funding means that more than 21 million households across the country, including over 126,000 Kansans, will remain connected to the internet. Governor Kelly said access to high-speed internet is essential to how we learn, how we work, and how we communicate with our friends and family in today's global economy, and Congress should reauthorize this funding so that all Kansans can participate fully in our society. After hearing from Kansas students, state leaders say mental health is a priority, and this is something on which the Kansas School Mental Health Advisory Council has spent the last several years guiding districts. An updated toolkit from the Kansas School Mental Health Advisory Council includes policy recommendations for Kansas schools if there's a student in crisis, and it's adding guidance for suicide intervention and reintegration following a situation such as a stay at a psychiatric residential treatment facility. The update regarding mental health issues in Kansas schools came during a Kansas State Department of Education meeting in which the board heard from some Kansans seeking an end to state standards on social and emotional health. At its meeting on Tuesday, the State Board of Education also heard from a few educators and a former student in support of social and emotional learning. Data shows 79% of calls to 988, the Suicide and Crisis Lifeline number in Kansas, are from foster children. However, mental health is an issue impacting youth across the state of all backgrounds. Governor Kelly has proclaimed this week, November 12th through the 17th, Apprenticeship Week in Kansas, as National Apprenticeship Week is an annual event to promote the essential role apprenticeships play in developing a skilled and vibrant workforce here in Kansas. And in September of 2022, Governor Kelly created the Office of Registered Apprenticeship within the Kansas Department of Commerce to promote the creation of registered apprenticeships as a tool for developing the state's workforce. Governor Kelly said they will continue to invest in apprenticeships, including for teachers and for those wanting to enter the skilled trades, so that more people have the skills necessary to get a job and contribute to Kansas's economy. In September, Governor Kelly celebrated a nearly 40% increase in Kansans participating in registered apprenticeships since the creation of the Office of Registered Apprenticeship 1 year before. Lieutenant Governor and Secretary of Commerce David Tolan said that as Kansas continues to attract and create jobs by the thousands, registered apprenticeships are helping fill the state's most in-demand and high-wage occupations. In July, Governor Kelly announced that Kansas was selected to participate in the National Governors Association Center for Best Practices Policy Academy to advance youth apprenticeship. And the academy provides the Kansas Collaborative for Youth Apprenticeship, a working group of state officials and stakeholders in education and industry, a year-long opportunity to develop policy agendas to advance high-quality youth apprenticeship opportunities. To learn more about the Kansas Office of Registered Apprenticeship, including the Kansas Youth Apprenticeship Collaborative, you can visit the new resource page at ksapprenticeship.org. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
The solution to paying your medical bills is here. Norton County Hospital and Medical Clinic have partnered with Epic River Patient Finance to provide a hassle-free program that won't wreak havoc on your finances and credit. All patients qualify, regardless of credit history. You pick your monthly payment amount and the duration of the loan. All loans are fixed rate with low interest and no fees, funded by Equity Bank. Contact us at 785-877-3351 or visit the patient accounts page at ntcohosp.com to learn more.
Lieutenant Governor and Secretary of Commerce David Tolan recently announced that 13 manufacturers have been accepted into the department's Made in Kansas program. And Made in Kansas is sponsored by the Kansas Department of Commerce to help promote Kansas manufacturers to customers across Kansas and around the globe. The Made in Kansas program is designed to showcase Kansas-made products and provide those companies with a verified stamp of assurance for use in promotional activities. The participation is free, and to join the Made in Kansas program, a business must utilize manufacturing in the production process and meet one additional criteria that includes more than half of their components come from Kansas, final assembly takes place in Kansas, or the Kansas headquartered company includes design and or engineering functions. Tolan said some of the finest products in the world are made right here in Kansas, but the world might not know that yet. So the initiative highlights first-class manufacturers that contribute significantly to their local communities as well as the overall state economy. Commerce established the program to create a tangible means for companies to communicate that their products are made in Kansas, and certified program partner manufacturers have access to the exclusive Made in Kansas seal to feature on packaging, products, and promotional materials. Program manager Corey Ann Campbell said that having a Made in Kansas logo on products lets customers know they're purchasing excellence, reliability, and consistency. She said Kansas's manufacturers embody the Kansas work ethic, which is honed by more than 160 years of pioneering spirit and commitment to workmanship. The first manufacturers that have been accepted as Made in Kansas program participants includes New Age Industrial here in Norton. The Norton County Hospital would like to inform the public that the Norton Medical Clinic, the Specialty Clinic, and the Norton County Hospital Business and Administrative Offices will be closed on Thursday, November 23rd in observance of Thanksgiving. Business and patient care will resume as normal on Friday, November 24th. You need to plan your appointments, prescription fills, and consultations with the clinic staff accordingly, and patients may contact the Norton Medical Clinic at 785-877-3305. And as always, in an emergency, please call 911. More information about the hospital can be found on their website at ntcohosp.com. Developmental Services of Northwest Kansas hosted its annual awards luncheon in Hays on October 17th, and the awards were given throughout the afternoon to staff, people served, and community members. The first awards of the afternoon were given to employees of DSNWK for their years of service, and those staff recognized include, locally, from Hill City, Marla Baker, Gertrude Degis, and Gina Nickel. And from Norton, Teresa Garcia, Troy Haney, Renee Riedel, Kimberly Richard, Laquita Smith, and William Underwood. Recognition was made to seven people who retired from DSNWK over the past year. Special recognition was paid to three staff members for their outstanding work with people with disabilities, and several awards were given to individuals served by DSNWK for achievement through employment. Two $100 scholarship awards were presented to Destiny Bergstesser and Lisa Raudis, who are attending Fort Hays State University, And this award was given from the Geralyn Becker Memorial Scholarship Fund for employees studying in higher education in a field related to serving people with developmental disabilities. DSNWK presented two individual achievement awards to individuals served by DSNWK. Caitlin Merritt of Russell and Ian Collins of Norton were presented these awards, which go each year to one youth and one adult who have shown tremendous individual progress throughout the year. Recognition was also made to Patrick Hagen, an individual served by DSNWK in Norton, with one of DSNWK's Good Neighbor Awards, as Hagen was recognized for his volunteer efforts in the community. Awards were also presented to members of area communities during the afternoon. Recognition was made to volunteer Margaret Thompson of Norton with DSNWK's Good Neighbor Award, as Thompson volunteers her time taking an individual served by DSNWK to church each week. Finally, DSNWK recognized two longtime advocates of DSNWK for their support with its Vision of Hope Awards. Bart Betson of Chicago, Illinois, and the late Bill and Harriet Richardson, formerly of Hoxie, were honored as DSNWK paid tribute to them for their outstanding support over the years for those with intellectual and developmental disabilities. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by the Norton County Hospital. You can call the Norton County Hospital at 785-877-3351 for all of your health care needs.
They're your life goals. Shouldn't your financial advisor take the time to get to know them? I do. I'm Philip Eisenhagen, your Norton Edward Jones Financial Advisor. The most important goals I have are yours. That's why I take the time to understand your needs so I can recommend personalized strategies with your goals in mind. Contact me today, 785-877-3373. That's 877-3373. Making time to take the time. That's how Edward Jones makes sense of investing. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
In today's world, there are so many questions asked on a daily basis concerning your health. What supplements should I be taking? Will this be covered by my insurance? Can I take these medications together? One thing you don't have to question is Moffitt Drug, your hometown pharmacy's commitment to your health. Their friendly and knowledgeable staff are always there to answer any questions you may have concerning your health care needs. Let Moffitt Drug take care of you and provide the personal care service they are known for in our Norton community.
Kansas Agriculture Network News.
Good day, everyone. I'm Kyle Hill. American Farm Bureau Federation President Zippy Duvall has announced that the organization will bring its national convention to Oklahoma City in 2028.
Well, that's our intention. We've chosen the site. Now all the hard work goes into trying to put all the contracts together and make it a reality. So, you know, we announced it, but we still got a lot of work to do to get there.
Duvall made the announcement during the Oklahoma Farm Bureau's annual meeting. The 2028 national event will bring more than 5,000 individuals to downtown Oklahoma City in January of that year.
Yeah, we've had anywhere from 5,000 to 8,000 people in over the years, and just depending on, you know, a lot depends on whether the weather and commodity prices, the mood people in, where it's at, you know. So, but I think Oklahoma City will be a place that everybody will look forward to going to.
The 2024 convention is planned for Salt Lake City, while San Antonio will host in 2025, Anaheim, California in 2026, and Charlotte, North Carolina in 2027. National Farmers Union has released its Farmer's Share of the Food Dollar Report for items typically served during the Thanksgiving holiday. These figures reflect how much family farmers earn compared to the amount consumers pay at the grocery store. Consumers are likely to see an increase when they shop for the holiday meal, but little of that increase will be passed on to American farmers and ranchers. An 11-pound turkey retails for $21.89 with the Farmer's Share at 66 cents. A 12-ounce box of stuffing is $3.99, but the farmer will receive just 9 cents. 16-ounce frozen sweet corn is costing $2.99, with the farmer receiving 41 cents. Pumpkin pie filling is $1.79 a can. Farmers will receive 16 cents. A 5-pound bag of mashed potatoes costs $3.99, with farmers getting 64 cents. A 2-pound boneless ham is $12.98, with the farmer receiving $1.32. This is the Kansas Ag Network.
Challenge. It's not something you shy from. It's a chance to up your game. Every day brings a new challenge. But with the Enhanced Channel Seed brand on your side, you can rise to it. With our top-performing seed, innovative digital tools, and expanded agronomic support, you can turn tomorrow's challenges into your next advantage. Your Enhanced Channel Seed brand. Let's rise to the challenge. Learn more at channel.com/rise. Read and follow pesticide label directions, IRM, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices.
Melissa from Michigan. I work an extra part-time job serving lunch at my child's school, but I still can't afford to put food on our table.
Daniel from California. Choosing whether to pay the rent or pay to fix the car to get to work doesn't leave us with much at all. Now we can't even pay for meals.
Hunger is a story we can end. End it at feedingamerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the
Kansas Agriculture Network Weather.
This is meteorologist Steve Hamilton for the Kansas Agriculture Network. We'll stay breezy and warm this afternoon and again on Thursday. A cold front will sweep through Kansas Thursday night, cooling our temperatures back down a little bit closer to where they should be this time of year. After warming up briefly again on Saturday, we'll have another batch of cool air arriving on Sunday. Friday's cold front won't have a lot of moist air with it, although we may get some cloud cover. As for precipitation, chances stay low until our next low-pressure trough arrives late Saturday and Sunday, with the possibility of some showers. At this point, it doesn't look like we'll get much precipitation. In the meantime, sunshine through the afternoon, a little bit breezy, and above-average daytime highs. On the map, heading into the afternoon, high pressure is parked over the central Rockies and the central plains. A low pressure lee trough is in place near our western counties that'll help boost our temperatures into the upper 60s and low 70s today. Occasionally breezy, but the wind should stay at about 5 to 15 miles per hour out of the south. Overnight, high pressure moves off to the east, so the wind will pick up a little bit. Under clear skies, our lows will be mostly in the 40s. We'll see some 30s in the western counties. Low pressure starts moving into southern California tomorrow. That'll strengthen our pressure gradient over Kansas, so the wind will be picking up. Some mid and high-level cloud cover should move in during the afternoon. Our cold front arrives Thursday night. Friday will be quite a bit cooler. Afternoon highs staying in the 50s and windy. This afternoon in northwestern Kansas, we'll be in the low 70s with mid-30s overnight. Low 70s north-central, and tonight mid to upper 40s. Low 70s northeast with mid-40s for the overnight lows. Upper 60s and low 70s for today in the southwestern counties, and mid-30s to low 40s tonight. Low to mid-70s south-central. Tonight we're in the mid-40s, and southeast low 70s today, mid-40s overnight. This is the Kansas Agriculture Network.